Amen. St. John chapter 18. Appreciate Brother Stephen leading the service and done a great job. And it does make a difference when you got a great leader and pushing the service, and appreciate that. St. John chapter 18. And I really struggled tonight on what to preach. We've been in a two-day revival. Preached last night at Brother Kevin Ratliff's and preach here tonight. And just tell you real quick, and telling myself a couple weeks ago on a Sunday night, I got a text to come preach for Wednesday. I said, all right. And Jennifer had got a text from somebody else for the same Wednesday. And I said, well, tell them that we'll come the following Wednesday. I've already told this one will be there. Brother Kevin or Brother Daniel will be there. His church is next to Afton Mountain. And we get there, and it's dark and 7:30. And finally, the pastor showed up, and a few members they got came and walked in the church and he said, glad to have you. We're glad to be here. And he said, you'd like to preach for us tonight? I said, well, duh. I mean, you asked me to come, is what I was thinking. And I said, man, something just don't sound right. I'm just bad for not programming names in my phone. And pretty soon I got to checking. I said, uh-oh, I'm supposed to be in Port Republic tonight. Jan texts Jennifer, are y'all preaching for us tonight? Nope. But I guess they wasn't too mad. They brought us back last night. So I hope I ain't got these messages swapped tonight. So if it is, I don't know if they recorded. You might have to get that CD or not. I don't know. Praise God. Amen. What chapter? I say 18. Woo! Amen. Let me talk to us here for just a minute. You know, we sing songs like, once like a bird in prison I dwelt. No freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, he set me free. How many is glad to be free tonight? Like a bird in prison, he set us free. Praise God. I believe it's the will of God for the people of God to be free. And we sing how he set me free. But I want to preach tonight. I want to reverse that. I like to set the Lord free. St. John chapter number 18, verse number 10. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it. He smote the high priest's servant and cut off the right ear. The servant's name was Malchus, and then Jesus said unto Peter, put up thy sword in thy sheath, the cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. You may be seated. You can turn to Mark chapter 6, and we're going to read a little bit more here in just a little bit. But as I already said, it is the will of God for you and I to be free. Amen. I'm glad that when God began to deliver the three Hebrew children out of the fire, he saved them from being burned alive. But I like when the king looked in there, not only were they saved from the fire, but he said, are they not loosed? Praise God. I believe it don't matter that if it's sin, sickness, or sorrow, it's the will of God for you and I to be free, amen, from the oppression of the enemy. Praise God. Somebody said, well, I'm suffering for the will of God. If you're suffering for the will of God, why are you running to the doctor? Why are you the first one in the prayer line if it's God's will? Amen.
But Jesus said, I've come to destroy the works of the devil. How many are glad tonight, amen, that you heard the message, amen, that Jesus saves and Jesus delivers? Anybody free in the house tonight, amen, Brother Mark T. Priest, on whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not of this world shall turn me around. You know why, Brother Sly? Because a long time ago he said, you're free. Are you glad to be free tonight? Amen. Thank God. I'm glad that he came to set you and I free. Amen. But as I said, I want to turn that around tonight. Amen. Just a simple thought. Amen. They came to the garden. Amen. They was going to take Jesus away. Amen. And they came with their bindings. They came with their bands. And the Bible said, and they bound him and they led him away. And how many knows tonight, amen, that any time that Jesus got ready, he could have broke the bands in an instant time. At one point he said, don't you know that I can call 12 legions of angels, and my Father, amen, will save me. Amen. At any moment he could have thought about it. He could have just willed it, and he would have been free. Amen. But he allowed them to bind him and lead him away. Amen. He could have broke the chains. He could have broke the fetters that bound him and never been led away. But he came to do the will of the Father. Amen. Stay with me. I won't be long tonight. Amen. He came to do the will of God. And part of that was allow himself to be bound and then be led away. Amen. That is in the natural sense. But can I tell you that also, we are also in agreement that at any time that God felt so and desired so, he could open the eyes of the blind. He can make the lame to walk again. He could heal the cancers from our body, amen, anytime he wanted to. But there is a law of faith that God has chose to work under. There is a law of trust that God works under. And he said, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. At any time, God could just speak and you could receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. At any moment, God could just will it and give you the divine miracle that you desperately need. But God, if I can say it this way, allows himself to be bound under the law of our faith. Amen. And because, amen, that he works according to our faith, I wonder how many times, I wonder how many miracles, amen, that we are missing out on. I wonder how many things that God would love to do that we have not even witnessed, that we could not imagine. But the only thing that's stopping God, we have tied his hands. We have bound him down. Our doubt, our mistrust has hindered the Lord. I tell you now what I like to do. I like to take the key of faith and unlock the bands and say, God, any way you fix it, Lord, it's all right with me. Amen. Mark chapter number 6. Amen. The Bible said, and he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? They were amazed at all the things that they witnessed the hand of God perform among them, Brother Philip Jordan. Amen. When they heard his teaching, amen, when they witnessed his wisdom, and when they saw the miracles, oh, how many knows there's something about the touch of God, amen, on a man's life. Amen, it was so great, Brother David. Amen, that moms and dads, amen, went out of their way to bring their children, amen, just so that the Lord could lay his hands upon them. They would bring the blind to Jesus because they realized if he ever laid his hands on them, they were going to see again. They brought the afflicted and the demon possessed because they realized that if the hand of God would only touch them, their life would change forever. I don't know about you tonight, but I'd like for the hand of God to reach down and touch me in this service tonight. Oh, hallelujah. When they saw the works of his hand. But then the Bible says, verse 3, they begin to say, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Jose and of Judah and Simeon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And Jesus said unto him, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. Oh, did I not tell you in verse number 2 that he'd done many miracles by his hands? But in verse 5 it says, and he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about the villages teaching. Oh, you know what happened in this town, the hometown of Jesus. And after they heard about the miracles, after they heard about the testimonies, how his hand had already performed miracles, somewhere along the line, they refused to believe him. They refused to put faith in him, Brother Justice. And the whole time, they were shackling him. They were pinning fetters on him. They were binding him down until the Bible said he could do no mighty work among them. Oh, God, help us tonight. I don't want to bind him. I don't want to restrict him. I don't want to hinder him. I want God to do what God would like to do among us tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you think that there were blind people that needed to be healed? Don't you think there were homes that needed to be mended? Don't you think that there were people that needed touch from the Master? But when Jesus left town, it was only a few that got to experience the touch of the Master. I got to thinking about this today. I never could quite understand it. But we quote the scripture that Jesus spoke when he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name. What did he say, church? That I will be in the midst of them. Brother Wayne, I got to thinking, God, if you're right here at Bible Holiness, just as much as you were standing beside Bartimaeus, if you're walking our aisles like you did by the man by the pool of Bethesda, then why in the world are we still leaving sick? Why in the world are we still leaving without the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I feel like the Lord let me know it's not because I'm not there. It's not because I'm not among you. But somebody has bound my hands. Somebody has restricted. But tonight, if you let faith unlock the shackles, I believe God said, I am the same yesterday. I am the same today. If I've done it before, I'll do it again. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and worship God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's set him free tonight. Hallelujah. How many times has God walked our aisles just waiting to fill you with the Holy Ghost? Just waiting to baptize. But our doubt restricted. And we've left without what God intended for us to have. Oh, it's not that he's not here. It's not that he's not among us. Oh, come on now. But he said, I've limited myself. I mean, there's a law of faith. And if you're going to get anything from God, he said, you've got to believe that I am God and that I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I tell you tonight, I'd like to say goodbye to doubt and things that restrict. No longer bound, no longer sick. I set the Lord free. I set the Lord free. Let God be God among you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. There's many things that causes us and how we bind him. But I'm only going to mention one thing and we're going to close quickly. There was a man in the Old Testament by the name of Naaman. When he got word that there was help for his leprosy in Israel, he went to the king, and later he went to the house of Elisha. We know the story. Amen. Elisha said, go dip in Jordan 7 times, Brother Steve. The Bible said that Naaman was wroth, and he went out. He went out as a leopard. He went out diseased, and he went out a dying man. And this is the words that he told his servants. He said, I thought. There's other rivers. I thought they would be better. I thought Elisha would come out and do some great spectacular showdown and cure me of my leprosy. I thought it would work out this way. I thought he would move over here. And all the time, it didn't go the way that Naaman thought. And because it didn't, he was willing to go all the way back to Syria with the same leprosy that he came to Israel with. Oh, I wish the Holy Ghost would hear me right here. How many times have you came to them doors and you had a desperate need that you know that God could only meet, but you already thought of how it had to happen? You already understood how God was going to move. And when he didn't, you went back home the same way you came. I tell you tonight, it don't matter how he does it. It don't matter how dirty Jordan is. But I say, God, you're free to work. You're free to move. You're free to have your way. If you got me running, if you got me singing, just fix it for me. He almost died because he thought. I was one of those people. It took me about over a year, before I got the Holy Ghost. Because I had preconceived ideals and how I wanted it to happen. I ain't trying to just be funny, but I made fun of the way a lot of people shouted. I didn't want to get paid back. Lord, that corner over there is just fine. They can't feel me anyhow, just me and you. But that ain't the way to happen, Brother Daniel. It was over there in the other building. That man laying on my back, twisting about every way that I could twist. That man, when God filled me with the Holy Ghost. That man, I don't know how God has a plan for you. I don't know how God wants to work your miracle. But all I know is take out the key of faith and say, Lord, I'm not going to restrict you. I'm not going to limit you. I'm not going to bind the hand of God. I say, let God be God, and He'll work the miracle for you. Amen. Stand to your feet, oh Lord. Oh, hallelujah. That's got to be a record. Tell Brother Gavin. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. How many needs a touch of God? Oh, there's a few times in the Bible. Someone gets a song. There's a few times in the Bible, Brother Sly, that somebody reached up in faith and they took off the key. They took out the key and they loosened him. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, if we can loosen the Lord, I believe we can understand the words of the heathen Egyptian. When they looked at Moses and Aaron, and they seen the miracle. And they said, this is none other than the fingerprint. Brother Daniel, when we loosen him, I believe that we can cry with Brother Isaiah, saying, behold, the hand of the Lord is not shortened that it cannot save. And man, the Bible said Peter told Cornelius and his friends, he said, Jesus, and man, who was anointed of the Holy Ghost, went about doing good, healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. I wonder tonight, Brother Neil, what would happen if somebody got another faith to say, God, I'm just going to let you go. I'm just going to set you free. Hey, what would God do right here? Who would God deliver right now? Who could God baptize in the Holy Ghost? If somebody would just believe God. Come on and worship God. You've been restricting God. Have you already planned it out? Are you going to miss another miracle? Because you already thought how God was going to answer. But tonight you're going to step out. Say, God, here's the key. Come on, God. You be God. He's here among us, Bible Holiness. He's walking these aisles tonight. And if He can detect just a little bit of faith, I believe we'll see the hand of God. Everybody come tonight. Everybody come tonight. Oh, hallelujah.